KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic, 76 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, with the scattered showers and thunderstorms that are in the area ending. We'll have a high around 94 with a heat index well over 100 degrees. There is an excessive heat warning that goes into effect for the listening area beginning at noon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In Iowa news, University of Iowa researchers say they're finding cancer-causing chemicals in some older Iowa schools. Children may be exposed to airborne PCBs in schools that were built between 1950 and the mid-1970s. PCBs were banned in 1979. Kerry Hornbuckle, a U of I professor of civil and environmental engineering, says they expected to find more airborne PCBs outside of schools.
We were surprised to find that many schools have indoor concentrations of PCBs that is much higher than outside, suggesting that there's direct sources of these chemicals inside of schools.
Hornbuckle says likely sources include old caulking around windows and fluorescent light fixtures. Replacing those materials can reduce the concentration of PCBs in the school. Hornbuckle says it's long been known that PCBs are in some foods, and that's how scientists expect that children take in most of those chemicals.
Our study showed that inhalation of PCBs in their schoolrooms could also be another large source of PCBs. And our estimation is that it could be similar to that they get from their food.
The report says PCB levels found so far in Iowa schools are below what's considered dangerous by the EPA, but Hornbuckle says they're high enough to be concerning. Well, the CAM school board met Monday evening at Anita, and they heard an update on the elementary building addition. Business manager and school board secretary Linda Edwards told KJAN News that crews were busy putting on the finishing touches for the building's interior.
Drywall is up. It's all been mudded. It had its first coat of paint, or primer, I think, and a first coat of paint. So that's moving. Everything's moving along really well. We're anticipating scheduled walkthroughs on August 7th. They're expecting by August 1st to have most everything done. A few things like the interior wood doors won't arrive until July 29th. That's pretty much it on the building. I mean, everything is going along wonderfully well on that building.
She said also the CAM school board accepted resignations from Dan Riker, co-junior high wrestling coach, Luke Simmons, junior high girls track coach, and Patricia McCurdy resigned from her position as head custodian at the Messina building. Contracts were awarded to Luke Simmons as head coach for the high school girls varsity track team, Barry Bauer and Matthew Williamson, who will share a strength and conditioning coach position, and Courtney Clark was awarded a contract as North Elementary special education teacher. Edwards said also the board voted to keep the fees the same for 2017-18 school year, but there is a change in lunch and milk prices.
We are required by this little formula that they have out there to raise the price of lunches by 10 cents, but we are going to reduce the cost of extra milk by a nickel. So hoping that'll kind of even it out a little. Right now, we're kind of, our lunch account is stable. And we also had to reduce the staff lunch prices to $3.55 because they have to be above $3.54.
Linda said also that there was a lot of discussion Monday about the facilities projects that are underway. That includes the installation of new security cameras inside and outside the CAM High School. The board also voted to progress further with the greenhouse building that will be purchased and erected at Messina, even though the cost of the concrete was higher due to the elevation of the land. She says it'll be a nice project when they get it done. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Community School District Board of Education met Monday evening also and passed a resolution on holding a special election for the issuance of $3.9 million in general obligation school bonds. Exira EHK Superintendent Trevor Miller said the special vote will be held September 12th, the same date as the school board election, and if voters approve, funds from the bond would be used for a variety of upgrades to both the district's buildings.
HVAC system, you know, update the air conditioning, heating system, the parking lot in Exira in the back, also a new update the playground in the Exira building since we'll be doing an elementary, starting there 18-19, we're going to realign the buildings and a bunch of other upgrades that this district needs to do. I mean, the boiler in the Elkhorn building's been since 1955, so it's time that it needs to be done, or it might just quit on us any day. So it'll be a good thing, and then there's a lot of positives, and we'll be starting, you know, promote it out to the community with fact sheets and all that coming up here in the next couple weeks.
The board also approved an easement for the city of Exira's water main system, which will connect to a new care center.
So that'll be good for the whole town. I mean, they've been doing on some upgrades and that, so they just asked if they could do the easement, and that'll work well, and I think it'll continue the path around. So instead of us being at the and to the water main. Now it's going to be a circular process is what I've been told.
The board also approved the hiring of Courtney Peppers as a paraeducator for two first-grade students. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports a local woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Union County warrant for assault. 20-year-old Mandy Barnes of Creston was taken into custody around 1:45 p.m. and subsequently released on a $300 bond. And 19-year-old Isaac Hayes of Johnston was arrested in Creston a little after 12 a.m. today on a Guthrie County warrant for probation violation. Hayes was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting transport to Guthrie County. Creston police said also that a woman living in an apartment in the 100 block of Manor Drive in Creston reported on July the 5th that sometime between July 2nd and 4th, her debit card was fraudulently used to purchase digital downloads from Microsoft through her old Xbox account. The loss was estimated at $25. Charitable organizations in the Sioux City area received an unexpected gift this week. Sioux City native and World War II veteran Bill Johnson died in late April at the age of 91. And he lived his professional life in Los Angeles, accumulating wealth as a contractor. Johnson had returned to his hometown 11 years ago and has now left his estate to local nonprofits. The Food Bank of Siouxland is one of the beneficiaries, and its executive director, Linda Scheid, has plans for the money.
Mr. Johnson's interest was in the area of children, and so we will be dedicating his generous donation to us to supporting our work in fighting childhood hunger.
The $86,000 is going to the Food Bank is the largest individual gift to the organization, at least since Scheid has been there.
One gift, all dedicated to childhood hunger, is really going to position us to take a strong stance and do some tremendous work in the months to come.
The $2 million Johnson left behind is being split among 29 nonprofits working on children's issues. Scheid said she'd never heard of Johnson before getting word about his donation. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.